Gardening in the heat can certainly be a challenge. We have some solutions. Next on Western Life Radio. Summer has officially begun, and Sportsman's Warehouse has everything you need for your next outdoor adventure. From hiking to camping to shooting, ready for some fishing? Sportsman's Warehouse has all the rods, reels, baits, and nets you need for success. And hunting season will be here before you know it, so bring in your bows for free tune-ups. The best part of all is that at Sportsman's Warehouse, you'll find knowledgeable people who are passionate about what they do, and they will get you just what you need. Sportsman's Warehouse. Take it outside.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Beat the heat in your garden and produce more food. Alex Grover with Quarter Acre Homestead brings out the shade cloth.
It might be a little bit late to plant it this year, but there are things that you can do to help your garden adjust to the heat. Now, certain plants like your melons, your cantaloupes, they're going to love the heat. Your tomatoes are going to have a hard time setting fruit after they get certainly above 95. Cherry tomatoes will do it, but a lot of others won't. So some of these plants will do better if you do give them some break from the heat. I have a friend, he plants his tomatoes under his nectarine tree on occasion, and that extra shade you might think is a lingering factor on the tomatoes, but in reality, it helps keep them cool. And so they're more likely to have the blossoms and the pollen not dry out. You can set up areas where you've got shade cloth. This is available at your big box stores and in your nurseries. There's just some different qualities, so you kind of have to look around to understand what you're looking for. And then you can put those over areas, and these are going to be especially good, again, for when your tomatoes get hot. You might be able to extend your lettuce season, your pea season, or your cool vegetables a little bit that way. And then another option you can do, so we've got one that's planting under a tree, two is putting up some shade cloth, and three is you can dig down. If you take a 4x4 square and dig down 6 or 8 or even 12 inches, that low spot is going to have some protection from the heat.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.